This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two Helena robotics teams are heading to international and national competitions. Team Nebula has qualified for the first Tech Challenge European Premier event in the Netherlands on June 17th. Team Fusion is heading to Houston for the first Tech Challenge World Championship on April 29th. Nebula's rookie season was just 4 years ago, making its qualification for an international premier event an impressive feat for such a young team. Fusion will be competing in the World Championship for the fourth time in the past 6 years. Qualifying for robotics events like these is no small feat. Both Helena teams practice at least once a week throughout a nearly year-round season. In addition to building and coding their robots, the teams give community presentations and conduct outreach to local businesses. Although the teams will compete in different locations, they say they feel united in representing Montana. To ensure that all team members can participate in their competitions, both teams are looking for community members and businesses to sponsor their trips. Team Fusion has a goal to raise $35,000 for the World Championship. Team Nebula has to just about double that at $60,000 to fly halfway across the globe to the Netherlands. For those interested, there's more information online about the teams and their fundraising goals. Team Nebula is online at krtv.org/nebula. Team Fusion is at krtv.org/fusion. Bozeman is home to about 18,000 University and Gallatin College students, many of whom move out of the city at the end of spring semester. So the City of Bozeman Solid Waste District has created a new program called Don't Curb Your Crap, which offers free dump services during campus move-out. In an effort to prevent the dumping of large, bulky items such as furniture during rental move-outs at the end of the school semester, the City of Bozeman is encouraging Montana State University students to utilize the Don't Curb Your Crap program when large, unwanted items can be picked up for free during a spring cleanup. The annual program waives bulky item pickup fees from April 20th through May 31st and includes items like couches, desks, and mattresses. The program is available to current students and spring graduates who must schedule a pickup through the city's website at bozeman.net. The City of Bozeman will come pick up and dispose of those bulky items. If there are multiple students in a household, each should submit forms separately and request the same date for pickup. Once the request is submitted, it's added to the city crew's route, and the city does its best to pick up items within 2 days of the requested date. MSU students must include the student name and GID number to confirm active MSU enrollment to qualify for free item pickup. The Don't Curb Your Crap program includes pickup of items like a couch or sofa, mattress and box spring, which count as one item, chairs, tables, desks, dressers, and other items too big to fit in a garbage bin. The program will not accept bags of trash, refrigerators of any size, air conditioning units, or hazardous waste like used oil or paint. That's the Don't Curb Your Crap program, offering free dump services during campus move-out between April 20th and May 31st. Online requests are taken at bozeman.net. Give Big Gallatin Valley is happening this week, and it's important for KGVM Bozeman, your Gallatin Valley community radio station. Give Big Gallatin Valley is a 24-hour online day of giving for all nonprofit organizations in the Gallatin Valley. The event starts at 6 p.m. Thursday, April 30th, through 6 p.m. Friday, May 1st. Please give big to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 p.m. Friday at givebiggv.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.